神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心生，恕我心曲。
We're glad to be with you again.
很高兴可以跟你在一起。
There once was a little boy running very fast, looking toward his mother, and he fell over a pipe.
曾经有一个小男孩呢，他看到妈妈就很快的跑向自己的妈妈，但在跑的当中呢，就跌倒，刚好啊跌在一条管子上面。
Now his mother could have said one of two things.
这个时候妈妈可以这样说。
She could have said, you stupid, clumsy boy, why don't you look where you are running?
妈妈可以这样说，你真笨啊，跑的时候怎么不看地上呢？
Or she could have said, oh, you must not have seen that pipe. Are you hurt? Let me help you. I'll fix your sore.
妈妈也可以这样说，哦，你一定没有看到那条管子，对不对？好，我来看看你有没有哪里受伤，帮你敷伤。
Do you see the difference that the words would make?
你可以看到不同的话会带来什么结果吗？
What she said at first would hurt the little boy.
第一种典型的说话会伤害到那个男孩子。
He didn't want to fall over a pipe.
他又不是故意要跌在这个管子上面。
He didn't want to hurt himself.
他也不是故意要受伤。
But the mother makes him feel very bad and even guilty.
但是妈妈的话使这个小男孩会觉得自己很糟糕，而且有罪恶感。
Or she could have used the words, as we talked about in the second place, that would bring and make him feel that she loved him and that actually he wasn't at fault.
第二个形态，这个妈妈的说话让这个孩子觉得妈妈很爱他，很关心他，而且让他知道他跌倒不是故意，不是他的错。
You see, our words really make a difference.
我们说的话会带来不同的结果。
The Word of God tells us, let your conversations or your words be full of grace, seasoned with salt, that you may be know how to answer everyone.
在圣经里面，神的话告诉我们，让我们的话好像带着盐的这种啊调味的调理的作用。然后呢，知道怎么样用柔和的话来回答人。
Full of grace is words that, well, it just lifts people up.
这个话带着恩慈，就是意思要把别人扶起来。
Now, for those of us who like food season, salt is very dear to us.
如果你是喜欢吃东西有味道，吃有那种啊味道的人的话，有调味的味道的话，那你就知道盐可以做什么。
It's very hard for me to eat food without salt.
对我来讲，如果我吃个东西没有带盐的味道的话，很难的。
To me, salt brings out the flavor.
因为这个盐可以带出味道来。
And makes it very enjoyable.
让他觉得很享受。
And so you see, God wants us to use our words in that way.
所以神要我们说话的时候带着像盐的这种调味作用。
So let's talk a little about words and our talk and our speech and see how we can do better.
所以让我们来谈一谈说话，好让我们可以做得更好。
One thing about us, we're not really perfect, are we?
我们都不是完美完全的。
All of us make mistakes.
每一个人都会犯错。
The wonderful thing is when you realize that you are making mistakes and change it.
最重要的是当我们犯错的时候，我们要领会到自己要知道了，然后呢要改善。
We have a saying that when we say something we shouldn't,We say to ourselves, oh, I should bite my tongue.
我们有这样的一个说法，就是当说错话的时候，就自己对自己说，我应该咬住我的舌头。
Now we're really talking about that little member that's a muscle that's in your mouth.
所以在当我们说话的时候，我们就谈到就是这个小小的这个舌头。
The tongue helps us to form words.
舌头是把话 表达出来的一个器官。
I have taught at one time, and you would tell a child, now if you're going to say that letter, put your tongue behind your teeth and say it.
我教书的时候，我曾经跟孩子讲，要把他的舌头呢放在他的牙齿的后面或前面的某一个部位，来发出某一个特定的音。
So actually, the tongue helps you to form words.
所以这个舌头是在帮助你发出正确的音的一个地方。
But actually, we can say the words that come out of our mouth using the tongue reveals what's inside of us.
所以基本上人说话的时候是借着你的舌头把你的话表达出来，而且呢也是在显示出你的心里面的想法是什么。
Our tongue really reveals what's in our thoughts and our heart.
舌头在表达出你的脑筋或你的心里面在想什么。
Now there was a writer named James that is in our Bible.
在圣经里面有一个作者叫做雅各。
And he talked about the tongue.
他就谈到这个舌头。
Now he wasn't really meaning altogether that muscle in our mouth.
这里谈到舌头并不是在讲这个这个舌头这个器官本身。
But you see, if we can control that muscle, control that tongue, it will help to keep anything from coming out that can hurt and break and destroy.
但是如果我们懂得怎么样来控制我们这个舌头的说话的时候呢，我们就会防止避免一些伤害，一些对人的关系的破裂。
Now he likened the tongue unto some things that can really work and that can really matter.
他用一些比喻来表示这个舌头然后会怎么样。
Now, anyone that knows anything about a horse knows that you put a piece of metal with your reins or your straps on it, and this moves and turns the horse in whichever way you want him to go.
如果你是一个懂得驾驶一匹马的人的话，你知道你要让这个马知道往哪里去，你一定要把这个马的这个嘴巴上放一个脚环，然后用这个脚环来控制它的方向。
Now in English, we call that a bit.
那在英文里面呢，它叫做 bit, 就是一个脚环。
And this writer likened our tongue to be very powerful, like a bit that you can put into a horse's mouth and then turn the horse any way you want.
所以雅各呢，这个作者就把这个人的舌头，这个说话呢，比喻成这个马嘴里面的脚环，可以来转动这匹大马。
Now, all my life, I have seen horses.
我的人生中看过很多马。
And I know that they're fairly big animals, much bigger than dogs.
马是很大的，比起狗来实在大太多了。
But I never thought much about their size until one time I got on one.
我呢，光是看，知道他们大，不晓他们有多大，一直到我骑上去才晓得。
It was an old, big old workhorse.
我骑上去的时候，原来是一匹很大的黑色的大马。
And when I looked down and saw how far I was from the ground.
当我一骑上去，看到地下离地下有多远的时候。
And I felt so very little on this big horse.
我就感觉到自己在马上面的自己呢是很小。
I was really a little afraid.
我就有一点害怕了。
But what James is saying is that little bit, that little piece of metal can turn that big horse any way you want him to go.
这个雅各是的意思就是说呢，那小小的一个金属的脚环呢，却可以转动这一匹大马。
He says that's how powerful our tongue or our words can be.
这个就是说我们的这个舌头说的话带着多么大的能力啊。
He also likened it unto a rudder, which is part of the steering of a ship.
那第二个，雅各把它比喻成这个船上面的那个舵。
It's really not very large.
这个舵也不是很大。
And yet, as the wheel is turned and that rudder is moved, a large steel ship can be turned around or moved as you want it.
但是一个小小的这个舵呢，却可以转动一条很大很大的一种就是大轮船或者是大船。
It has tremendous force.
它是有很大的能力的。
And so he said, our words or our tongue has tremendous force.
他的意思也是这样说，就是说呢，我们的舌头说的话，就是像这个舵。有带着大的能力可以转动大轮船。
In the summer, we have great woods or forests that gets very dry because there hasn't been any rain.
在夏天的时候，我们这个地方呢，那些树木都非常的干燥，因为很久都没有雨水。
Sometimes people have been walking or driving through these forests, and they may light a match and throw them out, of the window.
有时候有一些人呢，很不经心的就在经过这一片森林的时候呢，点了一个啊火柴，然后把它丢到这个森林里面去。
They didn't think anything of it.
他们没有想到什么。
They were probably lighting a cigarette.
他们或许呢，点一支烟而已。
But that little spark didn't go out.
但是那个小小的火点
It began to burn in those dry leaves.
竟然在那些干燥的树叶树根上面呢开始烧起来
Until miles and miles of forest were burned down because of that dangerous little spark.
把整片的森林全部点起来是因为一个小小的火点
Actually, this is a very dangerous thing.Our words can be like.
这个就像我们的舌头一样，那个小火花就像舌头一样，很危险的。
A little word can ruin the reputation of a person.
小小的一句话可以毁掉一个人的这种声誉。
A traitor who says words to the enemy can defeat an army.
有时候一句小小的话可以来啊抵挡全军全部的军队。
You see,The words, our words can be devastating like a fire.
记得我们的话就像小火花一样。
The fire can burn the whole body.
这个火呢可以使全身小小的一个器官可以使全身烧起来。
Our word can be corrupt. It's a force of evil that is, it says in the word of God, it comes from hell.
圣经说呢这个舌头出来的话呢有时候是一个恶的一个根源就是一个、啊、邪恶的根源可以让我们全身污秽把我们带到地狱里面去
Our words can be like deadly poison
它会成为我们的这种毒气
But you know the words can be other things too
但是说话也可以像其他的
They can bring praise and encouragement
它可以带来鼓励
They can make a person feel good
它可以让一个人感觉很好
They can be words that are so thoughtful that the person just thinks, well, you really care for them
它可以成为一个让你觉得很细心很体贴的话让对方觉得你爱他你关心他
So you see then, the tongue that controls the words that leaves our mouth is so very important for either good or bad
所以这个小小的舌头是在牵制我们说出来的话到底说出来是好的还是不好的
I want to talk to you about some words that are not good
我要跟你谈一些不好的话
Words that just tear people down
会毁坏人的话
It degrades them, it puts them down
有一种话是会低贬人的话
Sometimes they're thoughtless words Words that we don't think through
是没有经过你的脑筋思考的话
This can bring the greatest heartache to your children as you raise them.
当你在带孩子长大的时候，这种不经过脑筋思想的话，常常会伤害你的孩子。
Now, if you've heard any of the other of our broadcasts or tapes, you would understand that we have three basic needs.
如果你曾经听到这个广播节目的内容，你一定常常听到我提到人有三个基本需要。
We need to feel significant.
我们需要
as if we have worth.
我们有一种需要，就是有那种价值感，我的人生的有意义。
We must feel like we belonged or we're loved.
我们需要感觉到满足于说我是被爱的，我是有爱的。
And we must feel safe.
接下去我们需要有安全感。
But you see, our words can hurt our children and make them feel like they're not worthwhile.
我们说的话可以伤害到我们的孩子，让他觉得他没有价值。
Just little thoughtless words.
有时候小小的一句你没有想通的话。
That's so easy to come out of our mouth.
就这样从你的嘴巴这样出来。
Stop that! You don't seem like you know what you're ever doing.
有时候你就这样出来说呢，不要再做了。你刚才做，你在做，你做了什么事情
？You're so stupid. You never think.
你好笨哦。
Just thoughtless words.
就是小小的一点话。
Now you don't think your child's stupid.
你当然不喜欢认同你的孩子是笨的。
Some of you pay a lot of money to send them to music class and to English class and to art class and to have them in school. You don't think they're worthless.
你用那么多钱送你的孩子去学钢琴或者是学艺术或学英文到学校用很多心思来训练他来教导他。难道你真的认为你的孩子很笨吗？难道你觉得你的孩子没有价值吗？
And then when they get in their teens and they become rebellious,You're the first one to say, I have done so much for them. I've given them so much more than what I had.
等到他们长大到这个青少年的时候呢，真的开始对你有一些反弹的时候呢，你倒是说呢，你看我用那么用心对你用那么多的，付出那么多的代价。
But you don't remember the words, the thoughtless words, the hurtful words, the things, the critical words that hurt that child.
你却不记得以前你用的那些不经意出来的那些伤害他的或者是批评他的话。
Words that hurt the relationship, it did not build it.
说话会破坏人的关系，建立不起来了。
Actually, the Bible tells us that reckless words just cut like a sword.
有时候这种伤害性的话呢就像一把刀子一样。
Sometimes there are words that we criticize.
有时候是一种批评的话。
It seems like almost every other thing we say is critical to someone.
好像呢你说出来的每一句话都是在批评人。
Rough words.
一些很粗暴的话。
Rough words that just make them feel that we're so low.
这种粗鲁的话呢，不但让对方感觉他是低层次，也让你降到一个低层次里面。
These are the words that degrade and make a person feel very badly.
这些话都是在低贬对方，让对方有一种不好的感受的。
Then we have some words that we call demanding words.
另外一种是命令式的说话。
Those are the threatening words.
那有时候是带着威胁的。
If you don't do that, well, I'll never love you again.
如果你不这样做，我就不爱你了。
If you don't do that, I'll break your neck.
如果你不做的话，我可要扭断你的脖子。
The words that are always ordering, do this now, I told you so.
总是在命令的，你要这样，你不要这样。
Now when I speak, I mean it.
如果我讲了，我就要做。
The angry words.
生气的话。
Where you fuss and fight and fume at them.
你用那种很生气、恼怒的表达来给对方。
The accusing words, you did it, I know you did it.
有时候是控告的话，我就知道是你做的，对不对？一定是你做的。
Sometimes a child will say, no, I didn't, or a husband or a wife will say, no, I did not do that, and yet you go on accusing them.
有时候孩子、丈夫或妻子说我没有啊，可是你还是继续的来控告他。
How many times a parent will say, you better do this now, or I will give you, and then you go on to threaten them.
有时候父母亲会说，如果你不做这样的话，你看看我会怎么样。
Sometimes a husband will come in and the wife will look at them and say, why were you so late? Where were you?
有时候先生回来，太太很生气地说，那么晚才回来，到底你去哪里了？
These are words that brings a break in relationships.
这些话都会破坏人的关系的。
Sometimes we must give orders.
有时候我们是需要有一些命令。
But this is where we must learn how to give orders in such a way that people will want to do what we say, not feel that they have to do what we say.
那你声明你的话像一道命令一样是没有问题的，但是你要学习怎么样讲出来，让对方感觉到说他们知道了他们需要做什么，而不是感受到是他们是被你命令一定要做什么。
Now we have words that, well, actually, it's words that you try to make yourself better than the other person.
另外一种说话的方式是让提高你自己，然后呢，降低别人。
You look down on them.
你就轻视对方。
Very judging.
论断性的。
You know, you'll tell them, well, you never consider my feelings. You don't care about me.
有时候你说呢，你根本不管我的感受。你根本就不在意我。
It's those words that criticize and make the person feel guilty.
有时候我们讲一些论断性的话，让对方觉得有愧疚感。
You should do better than that.
你应该做得比这个更好。
Maybe the person cannot do better.
或许对方呢，根本就是只能做这样子。
Or maybe the way you say it.It really hurts the person.
有时候你说出来的话呢，真的是伤害到对方了。
Our condemning words.
有时候我们的责备的话。
When we just bring people and say, well, I know that you're like this.
有时候你就会说呢，我就知道你本来就是这个样子的嘛。
Now maybe in our eyes, in our judgment, but the people may not be like that at all.
那是我们的判断，可是对方不一定是像你判断的一样。
The word of God tells us that we're not to judge.
圣经说我们不要论断人。
Because if we do, then we will be judged.
因为如果你论断了人的话，那你也要被论断。
Then I want to talk about words that can destroy.
另外一种是毁灭、拆毁性的话。
They can destroy a marriage.
有时候会毁掉一个婚姻。
People who gossip, who tell stories that they've heard, and by the time they get back, it's got three or four different ways that it's been said.
有些人传一些谣言呢，当他传出去之后呢，一个再传一个之后呢，讲的话都已经变了形了。
Many times it's brought unhappiness in marriage when someone will say to you, I heard that your husband was someplace.
有时候就是一句话跟你说，我听说了你的先生好像跟人在哪里怎么样，就这样子一句话就伤害到人。
You can see now in an office. Let's look at this.
我们来假设说在一个办公室里面。
One of the girls hasn't got in on time.
有一个女孩子还没有准时的进来上班。
The boss is standing next to the secretary.
然后刚好老板呢站在这个秘书的旁边。
And the secretary looks up at him and says, she never arrives to work on time.
这个时候秘书就很不经意地跟老板说呢，她不常准时的。
Now can you see what this can do?
那这句话会带来什么结果呢？
Now that probably is not true.
或许这句话不是真的。
Maybe she has been late several times, but not all the time.
她或许有迟到了几次，可是呢，不是每一次都迟到。
But she has put a doubt in the mind of that boss.
这个秘书已经把这样的一个对这个女孩子的印象呢，摆在她的老板的脑筋里面
了。And now he is forming an opinion about that person.
所以现在呢，这个老板就对这个迟到的人已经有意见了。
And maybe he begins to watch her and eventually he fires her.
他就开始观察他，后来可能会辞掉他。
This is the kind of thing that happens with destructive words.
有时候这些话就是会毁灭的，拆毁的话。
Sometimes we belittle a person. We say to them, that, you know, you can't do anything right.
有时候呢，我们会来否认对方的能力，比如说呢，你好像什么都做不了。
You see the word anything.Has a quantitative. It means nothing. You can't do nothing.
我们常常用一个每一件事或做不了的这样的话，好像概括全部都不行。
Now this isn't true. People can do something.
我们用这样的一个概括性的话呢，不是事实，因为人总是会做得了一些事吧。
And many times these words are said in front of other people.
那这些话呢，在别人面前讲出来。
And the person feels so badly then.
对方会觉得很受伤害。
We have to be very careful.
我们要小心。
We don't talk about people to hurt them.
我们讲话的时候不要去伤害到人。
And these are those destructive words that can ruin reputation, break up families, lose jobs, and cause a great deal of hurt.
这些拆毁性的话呢，有时候会拆毁，会毁灭一个家庭关系，或者是我们的工作。或者是毁灭掉我们的这种名誉，所以我们要小心。
Actually, there's a verse in the Bible that says, "With his mouth, the godless destroys his neighbor."
圣经上箴言有一句话说：“不虔敬的人用口败坏邻舍，义人却因知识得救。”
Now let's talk a little bit about deceitful words.
另外一种，我们来谈一谈，就是欺骗的话
，lying words.
不是事实，说谎。
I don't think there's any of us that likes someone to lie about us.
我相信没有一个人希望被骗。
They give false statements about our character.
有时候呢，做了一个假的一个见证。
Insincere words. They don't really mean what they say.
有时候呢，讲一些不诚恳的话。
Untruthful words.
不真实的话。
There was a king named David.
有一个王叫做大卫。
He had a son, one of his older sons, who wanted his father's kingdom.
这个王的长子呢，想要篡他自己父亲的位置。
So he made a plan.
所以他就有了一个计划。
It was a plan that he was going to use deceit.
这个计划是用欺骗的方式。
He got himself a chariot with some horses, and he had 50 men to run before him.
他就带了一些兵马，然后这些 50个人呢就在他前面。
They would stop by the side of the road near the entrance of the gate.
他们这些人呢都停在一些城门口。
This was a gate that entered into the city where the people would go, and there they would go before King David or before his judges to have a matter settled.
这些城门口呢就是有一些百姓会经过这个城门口然后进去想要跟大卫王来申诉一些事情。
Now Absalom would just set himself there.
他这个儿子亚沙龙呢就在那个城门口等。
And as the people came to give their complaint and try to get their justice to the king, he would stop them.
那当这些百姓想要进去申诉一些冤情的时候呢他就让他们停下来。
He would ask them, what town are you from?
他就问他说你从哪里来呢?
And he would be very pleasant with them.
然后对他们很友善。
And he would say to them, why,He would have them tell him their claim, their problem.
他就请他们告诉他他们的问题是什么。
He said, you know, your problem, your claim is right, and you have a reason to come, but there's no representatives of the king to hear you.
这个亚沙龙就对这些百姓说呢，你讲的实在是很有情理，你的问题呢，你受到很多冤屈，可是呢，很可惜的，国王那边却没有人可以听你的申诉。
Now this was a lie.
这是欺骗。
But this is the way Absalom began to work.
但是呢，这是亚沙龙的方法。
Now soon he was telling them the men that would come. Now if I was appointed a judge in the land, well, I would judge you rightly and I would be here to judge.
然后亚沙龙的人就会告诉他们说，如果我们来听你申诉的话，我会这样子来判定你。
You see, he was lying, he was bragging, he was boasting that he would do that. He would be able to help them.
一方面他是在说谎，一方面呢，他是在贿赂，让他们觉得好像他们处理的比较好，对他们比较好。
Not only did he do that, but that when any of them came near to him to bow before him, he would take hold of their hand and jump up and hug them and kiss them.
不但这样子呢，当这些百姓到亚沙龙面前的时候呢，他会握着他们的手，然后来拥抱他们，还亲他们。
He was flattering them.
在那里呢，他等于是在贿赂他们的心。
He wasn't really sincere that he loved them and he cared about them.
他的心根本不是很诚恳的爱这些百姓。
See, he wanted to bring them to him, to his side.
因为基本上他要把这一群人呢，笼络到他的身边来，成为他的人。
Now the plan really worked.
这个计划成功了。
He began to steal the affections and the hearts of the men of Israel as day after day and week after week they would pass him.
他等于偷取了这些百姓的心归向他，因为这些事情一天一天，他就这样子建造成百姓对他的信任。
He did that for 4 years.
就这样子经过了四年。
Then he had his plan set.
他的计划已经快到成功了。
He sent men to all of the towns around.
他就差他的人到处在镇上。
Now these people's hearts were now toward Absalom and not David.
记得这些人的心已经都向着亚沙龙而不是大卫王。
And so Absalom had his men to tell them, there's going to be a trumpet that will sound, and when it does, just shout out, Absalom is king.
这个亚沙龙计划好，就是要有一个当他敲响的时候呢，一些大响声的时候呢，他说全部的人都要起来喊着说呢，亚沙龙是我们的王。
This he did, and all of his deceitful words, all of these things brought down not the king, but his own death eventually. Our words are so important.
他真的这样做了，但是亚沙龙的谎言，他不但没有把大卫王的王位篡下来，而且却让自己送上了命。记得我们讲的话太重要了。
恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13 之40号信箱，台湾高雄13之40号信箱，你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。